Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the A to Z English Podcast.
Welcome to A to Z English, idioms from A to Z. Today we're going to talk about three different English idioms, where first we'll have a quick example using them, and then we'll try and define, explain, and give you some more examples of how you can use them as well. Remember to check our website for study guides and more. We also have links to our WhatsApp, Facebook, and other social media, so you can come and use these idioms together with us.
So, Kev, how's that new job treating you?
It's all right. It's a little hard. I'm still trying to find my feet.
Well, keep your chin up.
Yeah, you know, that's a good rule of thumb. Thanks, man. I'll remember that.
No problem.
Nice. Okay. So again, we had the three. We went back and forth. So maybe this was a little easier to hear for everyone. We had find your feet, keep your chin up, and then a rule of thumb. And you'll notice that all of these idioms, all three of these are using your body parts, right? So feet, your chin, your thumb, these are all body part idioms.
Mm-hmm.
And finding your feet, what does that mean? I mean, it's very easy to find my feet. I know exactly where my feet are. I can touch them. So what does it mean to find your feet somewhere?
So the idiom find your feet. So finding your feet means figuring something out or getting used to something. So
getting used to it.
In our dialogue, I was asking you, I said, How is your new job treating you?
Right.
Like how is your new job going? And you said, I'm still finding my feet. So that means you're not comfortable yet. You're still learning. You're still figuring out how the company works. You're still figuring out what your job duties are. And so you're not 100% comfortable yet. You're still finding your feet.
Yeah, you can maybe even picture this like a baby learning how to walk, right? Mm-hmm. Like when babies are young, any animal or human babies, when they're young, you know, when you first start walking, you're not very good at it yet. You know, you know what you want to do. The baby looks around, they see mom and dad walking and is like, I want to walk. And so they try and try and try, but it takes them a little while until they find their feet, until they get used to it, and then they're able to walk. And it's the same thing in a company or a new anything. It takes a little while to get used to it.
Yeah, it takes a little while before you feel stability or stable.
Yeah,
you know.
Nice, yeah.
And so being unstable is not finding your feet yet. but stability is I found my feet. I'm comfortable. I'm stable.
Yep. Yeah. So you could even say like, how's the new job? Oh, I've been there for a while. I've really found my feet. Now I'm very comfortable. Now I know what I'm doing.
Yep.
Here. Cool. So what about keeping your chin up? Your chin, it's on your face. Do I want to keep my chin up? Like, what am I doing?
Keep your chin.
Where am I pointing my chin?
Yeah. Well, when your chin is up, you feel proud. You feel confident. And when your chin is down and your head is down, you look defeated. You look down, sad. So keep your chin up just means cheer up. You know, put your head up. Don't be ashamed. Don't be shy. Keep your chin up. You're doing fine. You're doing a good job. So,
yeah, I mean, there's a lot to this. Like, even if you're feeling a little bit sad, right? You know, you're having some problems and it's like you're feeling sad. Just keep your chin up and just doing that will help you to feel a little bit more, you know, happy or comfortable. Even if you're just faking it out, don't act sad. Don't look sad. Like, just keep trying. Just keep your chin up and act happy. And then you'll feel better from doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
I
have one more example I can use.
Nice.
Like when a team loses a game and they played really, really hard, but they lost the game. A lot of times the parents and the coach will say, keep your chin up because you tried your best and you did a good job. You lost the game, but you don't need to put your head down. You don't need to hang your head down. You can keep your chin up. And so that's a really common example.
Still be proud of what you did. You still worked really hard. You still tried really hard.
Exactly.
Keep your chin up.
Keep your chin up. Yeah.
Nice. And then finally, our rule of thumb. So we've got lots of rules, right? Like in our classroom, you know, we have rules of speak English only or do this. But what's a rule of your thumb, right? The big finger on your hand, your thumb. What is a thumb rule?
I'm going to make a confession here. I have no idea where this idiom comes from. I don't know the genesis of this idiom, but I do know that a rule of thumb is like a rule of life, a rule that you can live by. So don't hurt other people. Okay. That's a rule of thumb. You don't do that. Okay. And so we have, you know, there are many rules of thumb, but they're just like common sense rules that you can live by in order to be, you know, live a good life and be a good person. So we follow these rules of thumb
are just general things that you should do. Right. Like, and it's not always a good life necessarily, though.
Just general
rules, right? Like if you're talking to a friend who they haven't been out on a date in a really, really long time and they're like, I've got a date tomorrow. I'm taking a girl out to dinner. What should I do? And you'd be like, well, a good rule of thumb, right, could be to wear some nice clothes and buy dinner for your date.
Right.
It's a rule of thumb. You don't have to do it, but it's generally a good idea to look nice and be on time and do those type of things. It's a rule of thumb.
Yeah.
For it.
Another, if you're taking a test, bring an extra pencil. That's a good rule of thumb, because if the lead breaks on your pencil and you need a backup, you have one more pencil to finish the test. So there's another rule of thumb. Just bring an extra pencil with you.
Yeah, kind of good advice, good general rules that you should always follow. A good rule of thumb, always leave 5 minutes early, you know, so that you're on time. Like, don't leave on time, leave just a little bit early, just in case something happens.
And is a rule of thumb something you do one time, or is it something you do every time?
No, it'd be something that you always do in whatever that situation is. It's just and you don't have to do it, but it's generally a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
To do whatever that thing is.
Maybe it's not even only make yourself happy, but you're going to impress other people. Say, oh, what a gentleman, what a gentlewoman. She always, you know, he or she always shows up on time. Yeah,
right.
That's because your rule of thumb is leave 5 minutes early, so you're never late. So
there you go. Yeah, so a good rule of thumb is remember to check our website so you can find information there and our PDF, and you can learn a little bit more. And help find your feet learning English as well.
There you go.
So thanks for listening, everybody. Remember, as I said, check our website for more and links to our WhatsApp and Facebook. And if you could, on Apple Podcasts, leave us a quick review. That would be really helpful for other people to get some idioms from A to Z. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.